Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Peter Robison. New analysis from Bloomberg shows that generic drugs made for and sold by CVS are twice as likely to be recalled than those sold by its biggest rival, Walgreens. So, Peter, what drugs are we talking about and what was behind those recalls?
We're talking about drugs sold in the front of the store, the over-the-counter generic drugs, things like pain and fever medications, eye drops. And those are primarily recalled because of manufacturing quality problems. Many companies these days outsource their production to other companies. And what we found is that in many of these cases, there were manufacturing quality problems that weren't caught until the products were already on the market.
These are pretty common products. Did the drugs make anybody sick?
There are allegations. In this story, there's one person we quoted is a woman named Joan Collins who purchased eye drops from CVS and says that her eyes became red and swollen. She spent a week in the hospital and her doctor pointed to potentially the CVS branded eye drops. CVS says that its product was not at fault and that case is still pending.
Are these particular drugs only in pharmacies and available over the counter, or can you get these same types of products in doctor's offices or as samples or in hospitals?
Yeah, that's a good point. You can get these in hospitals. You know, often a hospital pharmacy will purchase a generic product. And what our reporting is showing is that there's not a metric really for quality. It's not rewarded in the marketplace. There isn't an incentive for many manufacturers to focus on quality. So instead, companies focus on cost. And when you do that, quality problems often come along with that.
I don't know why I think this, but I would think that if I went to a hospital pharmacy, that the quality of the drugs I'd be getting would be better.
In some cases, it may. It may be a compounded medicine right on site at that hospital. The message, as my colleague Anna Eddy and I have been reporting this, is that it's buyer beware, patient beware. Ask lots of questions about where the drug was manufactured, where it came from.
I was about to ask you, what kind of questions should you be asking, and who do you ask them of? Is it the doctor that's prescribing it? Is it the person who's behind the counter? I mean, it's possible that they won't even know.
That is true. And that's another issue with our system, that there is no requirement that companies say, you know, where they where the drug has actually been manufactured. So you have to do the best you can. If the branded product is affordable and you know where it comes from and it has a good track record, that is, you know, that's an option. But otherwise, it's really, you know, a case by case basis.
Most of us don't think about the quality of our drugs, either prescription drugs or the ones that we get over the counter. Based on this reporting, how would you go about doing things differently?
Well, we talked to a professor of medicine at Stanford University named Kevin Shulman, and he got interested in this subject because one of his children was taking an ADHD medication and found that it just stopped working and later connected that to a change in the manufacturer, which he wasn't aware of. And his idea for fixing this problem is to, you know, really disclose more background, more data about where the product is coming from and really just to have even pharmaceutical quality grades, in the same way we might grade a restaurant. It would be a sea change, and you know, you wouldn't want to do anything to make people not take their medication. But the problems have become so persistent that it's clear that some change is needed.
Yeah, we do need to be a lot more cognizant of what we're doing at the doctor's office and of our own health. But I, you know, just personally, I would hesitate to be the person holding up the line at the pharmacy because I want to know, you know, where my drug is coming from and what its track record is.
That is true. You'd have to do your research online. So FDA enforcement report, FDA recall information search is what we used as part of our reporting.
Peter, thanks very much for the reporting. Good work. Peter Robison is with Bloomberg. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.